come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me
till. Jesus is real to me.
No other
has
good.
Yeah.
I know
that.
Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When mom broke, need a lot of money, my friends acting funny. He's always right there, he's always gonna help me.
Jesus is
no other.
Yeah,
good. I know that he's real.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for the No Condemnation Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. I hope all of you enjoyed our 500 show celebration. We surely did, and we want to thank all the people who have listened all around the world, and we're again humbled that you allow us to come into your eardrums every week, and we're very thankful and grateful to God and our Savior, Jesus. And I am grateful to them, of course, for lifting my body up to allow me to come to you, and he gives me strength no matter how much pain I am in, no matter what I'm dealing with. He allows me to be able to do his will, which is this show. All right, we are going to come from Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to read the 1st to the 3rd verse. And I encourage you to read all of the 8th chapter of Romans. It really gives you a sense of security. The first part of this, when we talk about no condemnation, what condemnation is when we sin, we're supposed to be condemned for that sin. The wages of sin is death. So, and that's according to the law of the Lord. But Jesus was sent in order to pay that debt that we couldn't pay because we could never follow the law. Therefore, we are set free and reborn again. And we are then not condemned for our sinful nature. Let me read directly from the word. And we're going to start at, of course, Romans, the 8th chapter, the 1st to the 3rd verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus, because we talk about life through the Spirit. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh. You know, this gift, as we dove deeper and deeper to the gift of the life of Christ to Christians, we find out more and more what Jesus actually did for us and just how incredibly grateful and in love we should be with him. He died to pay for our sins. He was sinless. His punishment was not fitting for his life, but it was fitting for all of our lives. So he gave up his life to set us free and to satisfy the requirement of the law, which said the wages of sin is death. So somebody had to die. Something had to be sacrificed to God in order to atone for those offenses to him. But God loved us so much, John 3:16, that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have life and never die, everlasting life, shall not die and have everlasting life. And this is what Romans is talking about, is piggybacking on that, because it says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Everyone, pray about this. Meditate on it. And, you know, ask God for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries on the Bible and find out that freedom for yourself. Because once you are set free by the Savior, you are free indeed. I can't explain to you what that freedom feels like, but it requires you to get in the back seat and let Jesus drive. Hey, your life becomes much easier because your steps are being ordered. Because your steps are being ordered. All right, everyone, let's get this show started. And we're going to, you know, the first person up on the mic, we're going to go all out with Remnants of Worship with I'm On. Everybody enjoy. Here we go.
We declare.
ROW.
We decree.
Make some noise.
Reign in me.
I'm on.
Set me free.
I'm on.
Set me free.
Let's go.
I want to be your prophet.
We declare.
We decree.
Holy Spirit.
Reign
in me.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Set me free.
I want to be. We declare,
we decree,
Holy Spirit, reign in me,
set me free,
set me free, I wanna be. We declare,
we decree,
Holy Spirit, reign in me,
set me free,
set me free,
I
wanna be. Let's go.
That was I'm On by Remnants of Worship, and we're going to keep on whirling. How Could I Live by Machete, and here we go.
How could I live without the one who gave me life? How could I lay my head down at night? Because I never wake up without you. Ooh, how could I breathe without the one who made the moon and the stars? And know every intention of my heart. How could I live without you? I don't want to.
I can't imagine what my path would be if I had to walk without you. I don't know how messed up my heart would be if you didn't live in there. And I would hate to see what the outcome would be if I never made the choice to give you all control of me. I'd have no direction. I'd be left to face this world all on my own.
Like a ship drifting without a sail. Everything I did without you would fail.
I would be no good. Like a house without walls.
Or maybe even like a son who would ghost his father.
You get the point. I don't have to go further. See, I'm nothing without you, so it hurts me to think about how I could live.
How could without the one who gave me life?
How would I lay my head down at night?
Without you,
how could I breathe?
Without the one who made the moon and the stars, and know every intention of my heart.
How could
I live without you? I don't want to.
Thank you for every day I'm allowed to see. Cause I know it's you that wakes me. Grateful for every breath you let me breathe with the touch of your hand. See, I would be so full of fear if you weren't here and never took the time to call my name or draw me near. Just like a ship drifting without a sail, I'd be lost without you.
That was How Could I Live by Machete. And everyone, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And we're here for the No Condemnation Spiritual Session with Sister Poochie. Everybody, we're coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 1st to the 3rd verse. And we're talking about life through the Spirit and the beautiful gift that Jesus gave us by giving up his life to pay for our sin debt. And now that we have no more condemnation when it comes to sin, our sins are forgiven once we repent to Christ, he said, repent and I will forgive you of all your sins. What a beautiful, beautiful gift. Now, we're going to come back and talk about that a little bit more. I'm going to go through the verse a little bit more. But first up, next up is me. I would like to invite any Christian artist from anywhere in the world, whether you're a spoken word artist, whether you're a musician, a singer, a DJ, if you want to be heard on the show, all you have to do is email journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. That's the name of the ministry, journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. Address it to Teresa. Teresa will make sure you find out and go through the information and communicate with you to make sure you know when you're going to be heard on the show. And it's just that easy, and it's completely free. It's completely free. We will be your best advertiser and your best cheerleader on JHOM to get your work heard by the children of God. All right, everybody, it is time for the Gospel House Mix by no other than yours truly. This is Praise Hard is what I call this mix, because that's all I can do as I was getting into it, was to praise him as hard as I could. The purpose of the dance mix is for you to give God some glory and give him some praise and give Jesus some honor for whatever they have done good for you in your life. Waking you up this morning would be one of the things you can thank him for if you can't think of what to praise him about, because that's the first blessing of every day. So without further ado, everybody, get off your feet, give God some praise, and look for the message that I have embedded into this mix, because the mix is a ministry in itself. So, without further ado, get up off your feet, and here we go.
DJ, 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 DJ.
From Nazareth, I know him as a heart fixer, a mind regulator, my rock, my savior. All you gotta do is reach out for his love.
Yeah.
shackled and abused. Yeah. But I turned myself around.
Yeah.
With his love, I'm renewed.
Yeah. A greater love.
A new greater love. A new greater love.
I found it.
I found it. A new greater love.
Yeah.
That was the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix for the week, everybody. I hope you were able to get up and give God some praise, because He is worthy of to be praised constantly. And that is all there is to it. Now, let me go back to the reading of the word that's coming from Romans 8, chapter the 1st to the 3rd verse, and it reads, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh. By Jesus doing this, we no longer are condemned because of our sin. He has set us free. But when it's said by being in Christ Jesus, that means the Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. That doesn't mean getting up and shouting. That is meaning how you act, how you walk, how you talk, how you treat other people. That is the body of what they're talking about. And that is what it means to be in Christ. You have accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, have confessed your sin, asked for forgiveness. He's given you forgiveness and said, go and don't sin no more. All things are forgiven. And wonderful things about Jesus is when we do that same sin again, which we will do because we are weakened by our flesh, He says, I forgive you again. And again and again and again and again and again and again. He will forgive you over and over and over and over again. Because He loves us so much and He knows how hard it is to be in the flesh in this world. He was in the flesh in this world. In the form of sin. Flesh, she said. All right, everybody. We're going to keep moving on with the show. I'm going to come back and read some more about that. I definitely want you to meditate on it and, you know, ask God for understanding and wisdom. And ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those mysteries, of course, in the Bible. All right, next up on the mic is Help Me Understand by True Blue, everybody. Here we go.
So much, don't know what to do. Bills past due, don't know what to do. I ain't got a clue, trying to keep my cool. Lord, I need you, don't know what to do. Got a wife that needs me, but it just ain't easy. Lord, it don't take much just to please me. A gas in forever, no saving account for rainy days and stormy weather. Even though I smile, it's been a while since I felt like a man. Lord, please help your child. Don't wanna lose what I got, but if you be a will, I'll be still and know that you're God. Even though it's hard, I won't give up. Keep my head up, even though I'm tired and I'm fed up. I still believe, that's why I'm praying on my knees, crying out, Lord, help me please.
A man needs to know who will shine a light for him when his way is dark and dim. But when you turn to them, they turn their backs on him. This is all I can remember him saying.
DJ Payne. I'm not mad, I'm not complaining. I'm asking, Lord, please make it stop raining. I know it make me stronger. Don't know how much longer I can take it, I can take it, I can make it. Greater is He in me, because He's in me. I can see, I can be okay.
A man needs to know who will shine the light for him. This is all I can remember him saying.
I know He's coming back one day, no more pain. Nothing will be the same. Be chilling in the presence of the King. He got everything that we need. He even owns the air we breathe. I must be anointed to Satan on my tail. He want me so bad. He want my soul in hell. He wanna see me fail. Wanna see me fall. He sit back and laugh. But the storm will pass, cause troubles don't last. God got what we need. We just gotta believe and just ask.
A man needs to know who will shine the light for him when his way is dark and dim. But when you turn to them, they turn their backs on him. This is all I can remember him saying.
We may not understand why God do what he do. We gotta trust them and believe that we will make it.
Yes, that was Help Me Understand by True Blue, everyone. And it is time for our beloved resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's mix. And the same rules apply. You're getting up and giving God and Christ praise and glory for all that they have done for you. And then you're also trying to find the message in the mix, because this is the ministry in itself. Okay, everybody, without further ado, here's DJ Shaheem with a mix for the week, and here we go.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem.
Just keep holding on. That's what I love about it. That's what I love about it. Oh yeah.
DJ Shaheem, Shaheem,
Shaheem. Sometimes you forget to smile. Don't you worry, I'll show you how. Whenever I'm down, can't get a break, I look to the sky, from which comes the smile. Don't you worry, I'll show you how. Sometimes we forget to smile. Don't you worry, I'll show you how. Whenever I'm down, can't get a break, I look to the sky, from which comes my shade.
Go ahead, go do your thing.
Go ahead.
Making change, don't be afraid to say. You had some hard times, but can't forget the rainy days. It was almost enough to drive me insane. Cause he know better than I know you was going through some things. But if you don't, just like I know, he got some bigger plans. So get up, tell your friend, or tell your friend, go tell a friend. There gotta be no reverend, there gotta do no settling. A relishing and bask in the glory of victory. We all play a major role in his story. I'm just trying to make it in. Like I'm Biggie Shorty. They tellin' lies, said we don't got no section in this party. So I'm gon' rock and I'm gon' pop and I'm gon' walk till my glass stop. Till every block around my block gon' have to stop and take a minute. I'ma do my thing until this whole thing finished. And you should go ahead, do your thing if you're feeling how I'm feeling.
Glad to tell you it won't last always. Won't come when you want, he's on time. need everybody clapping your hands. I need everybody clapping your hands. I need everybody clapping your hands. I need everybody clapping your hands. Come on.
DJ Shaheem,
listen, anybody come to lift him up? If you come to lift him up, say it! Say it! Jesus said if he's lifted up, he'll draw on me. Come on, Mississippi Man. Say it!
Same.
All right. That was our beloved resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, bringing home the Gospel House mix for us. Woo, everybody. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And this show is winding down to the end so fast. And it always happens that way. I'm going to squeeze in one more song. And we're going to hear Zion. That's what the Lord is telling me. That's what we're going to do. Everybody, this is Zion by Kulee. Give me 1 second, and here we go.
Being angel light, demons picking fights left and right. Though my anger they ignite, I would not sin nor give in. They just trying to find my kryptonite. God forbid, remove them from my sight. I'm going blind, my path is turning black as night. But I'll be fine with Zion on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might. Sort of light.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on till you take them back to norm. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way through the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward, I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in. Truth at my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword, God's word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave of your son for our salvation.
All right, everybody, that was Kulee with Zion, and we have rolled down to the end of the show. I want everybody to remember to read the entire book of Romans, the 8th chapter. We got to read the entire book of the Bible, but we're going to take it a little bit at a time. It's okay. Romans, the 8th chapter, the 1st to the 3rd verse. Don't forget about that. Also, don't forget, if you want to be heard on the show, to email us at journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. And address it to Teresa, and she will take care of you. She's the pastor's assistant. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. I'll see you next week.